brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another 15 minutes or so, we're joined by Steve Watson of Infowars.net, writer for PrisonPlanet.com. Then I'm going to continue with Shelley, Sean, Sam, Sean, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to put a call to action out concerning Ron Paul and a run for president and why that's going to be so important. That is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, so please stay with us. Going back to Steve Watson. Steve, the deaths are mounting in the U.S., in Europe, in England, in Sweden. People are dying after taking the shot. They're becoming paralyzed. Major medical firms and the FDA and the U.S. admit, oh, that is a side effect. It can kill you or paralyze you. But they're saying, in fact, I have several newscasts where they say, oh, but keep taking the shot. The benefits weigh the downside. When they know the vaccine is meant to be debilitating to reduce population numbers, they know this is a non-event. They planned all this out a long time ago. Steve Watson, tell us what's happening in Sweden.
Well, Sweden is interesting because it's one of the first countries in Europe that actually started vaccinating on a mass scale. So the fact that some reports of death have come out of there first is interesting. But, I mean, they haven't been reported anywhere outside of the Swedish media. So what we're having to do is literally translate articles from the Swedish newspapers into English so we know what's going on. And there was an article last week out of a newspaper called Aftonbladet, which quoted medical experts who said that a man in his 50s had died of a suspected heart attack 12 hours after receiving the GlaxoSmithKline jab, which is the one with the adjuvant.
And for those that don't know, the medical doctors here have stated, that's why they had to suspend the smallpox shots 2002-2003, men and women who are ages 40 to 60 is the worst type. When you take the shot, it causes an autoimmune disorder. That's why you get dizzy, may have convulsions, but then you generally get better because all the organs swell. Well, the ventricles in the heart, if you have any plaque that are already inflamed, swell up and you die, just like a bee sting. You know, a bee puts a little bit of their poison from their stinger into you, and if you're allergic to that, some people don't get to the hospital and pass out because the bronchioles close. Well, you pump somebody full of mercury and cancer viruses and toxins and aluminum, a lot of people have an autoimmune response and you die of a heart attack. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, so you've got that guy who was in his 50s with a heart attack, suspected heart attack. Then the same newspaper in Sweden reported that a 65-year-old woman died 2 days after the vaccine from a muscle condition, which dovetails with what we heard about the adjuvants in there.
Well, they know in literally thousands of studies for over 70 years that every study with vaccines and rats, that it causes massive, massive arthritis. And that's why you got lots of 10-year-olds with arthritis now.
Yeah, so the headline in this Swedish newspaper was literally translated into flu vaccine may be too strong. And then they put in reports as well of the medical agency there, the health authority, has received close to 200 complaints of people suffering side effects, which are ranging from dizziness, muscle pain, fevers, headaches, fatigue. That's on top of the death. There's since been reports of 3 other deaths in Sweden. A death in Hungary, which was reported in the Budapest Times, of, again, a 64-year-old woman, 2 days after taking the shot. So these things are slowly filtering through.
All right, stay there, Steve. Let's come back and finish up with this. Then we're going to cover a bunch of news and somebody trying to kill Lou Dobbs and his wife.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Watson of InfoWars.net is our guest. Steve, what's your bottom line in your deep research of the flu vaccine and this entire continuum of scams and hype and fear-mongering and the news nationally showing the Austin Health Department with people lined up begging for it when they're a tiny minority of fools think they're protecting themselves as the deaths mount, as the attempted cover-up takes place, as Reuters said, oh, there's going to be millions of deaths that normally happen after you take a shot, but the shot didn't do it, when their own indications for the vaccines say it can kill you, give you brain disorders, sterilize you, give you cancer?
Well, I think my bottom line is that people are just not buying the propaganda about it anymore. Anywhere, worldwide. I mean, finishing up in Europe, just a list of figures, Finland, 75% refused. Austria, only 10 people turned up in Salzburg, one of the biggest cities there, to get the vaccine on the first day it was available. Luxembourg, 77% don't want it. Poland, only 3% in Krakow, which is one of the biggest cities in Poland, say they want it. You got the same in Belgium, same in Spain. Switzerland, there's a big drama over when it's going to start. I think they've actually delayed the vaccination campaign because it's in a shambles. China. You've got, I did an article about people in China. The overwhelming majority say they don't want it anymore. Canada, the same in Canada. Obviously the US, we had a poll last week, 62% in the US, according to ABC News, Washington Post, say they don't want it anymore. We've got Harvard University polls, people, similar amounts of figures, saying people in the US don't want it anymore. We've had this state of emergency declared because I think they're getting desperate over it now. We've got Homeland Security saying that they're gonna start regulating internet traffic and blocking websites because they think that the internet will be overloaded from people staying at home. So they're using it as an excuse to basically do what they said they were going to do in the Cyber Security Act, regulate the internet.
That's right. This is a whole other facet we haven't spent enough time on here on air. In the name of an emergency, Obama announces 8 months ago that the Pentagon, the NSA, the center they're building in San Antonio, are going to control the internet during emergencies and shut off the internet so that only government sites are accessible in the name of keeping the internet up. And so they're setting the precedent. They're telling the public they're going to do this. That doesn't mean that they are. They're testing the waters, just calmly announcing we may shut off the internet for a while, but then not doing it. So that when they really begin to do it, people will be acclimated to accept it. I mean, this is just amazing, Steve.
Yeah, and we've got the state of emergency just makes no sense whatsoever because if you look at the news is saying that the virus has peaked, and it's peaked at a levels 400% less deadly than the seasonal flu, and the state of emergency was declared. The official reasoning was so that hospitals can handle a surge in cases, but if it's already peaked, there isn't going to be a surge in cases.
That's a great point, Steve. Absolutely key here. So looking at all these pieces of the puzzle, knowing what's in the vaccine, having the government documents where they talk about putting sterilants in the vaccine, the inserts admit it can sterilize you, what's your bottom line on why they're really pushing all this?
Well, they want people to take it, obviously, and they know what the effects are going to be on people. And population control, that's my bottom line.
All right. In closing, Steve, you have seen Fall of the Republic. You wrote a review about it, the most glowing I've seen out there. You wrote reviews of past films, and they were positive, but not this glowing. Why did you give Fall of the Republic, my new documentary film, such a great review?
Well, I mean, your previous films, Terror Storm, Endgame, Obama Deception, the three major ones previous to this, all the information's there, it's all, as it is in all the films, it's all there, but it's this one, with Fall of the Republic, the presentation, I think, is there. I mean, I saw a review from someone on YouTube who said, described it as Alex Jones has finally found his niche of what his documentary should look like. And, I mean, from my point of view, it's like if you're in a band, a lot of people know I'm in a band, it's like you've got to work at it to find the sound. The sound's always there, but you've got to work at it to get where you want to be with the sound. And you've got to be playing with the right people around you. I think, you know, you've had on this one the right team of people, the production's right, the way it looks. It's all come together. I mean, I described it as the previous films are like the monoliths in 2001 A Space Odyssey. And this one is like the gateway. That's the analogy I used. So yeah, that's why I describe it like that, really.
Well, Steve, I appreciate that rave review. I mean, the other films are excellent, but we do get better each time. Plus, more has happened. The world government's now been announced. Their entire program is very clear. And we point out in the film This is the takeover of the farms, the ranches, the industries, the carbon tax, of health care, to tax and control the population, the gun control, the destruction of borders. The entire agenda is now emerging out on the open. They're moving against us on all fronts. Now is the time for people to wake up. And a lot of my detractors have done reviews on the controlled left and controlled right, saying Jones has hit it out of the park. This is Jones's greatest film. I find nothing I can disagree with. Jones proves everything. We have the globalist's own statements, video clips, their own documents. I mean, the amount of research, it was easy putting the film together. The hard part was doing all the research, deciding what to not put in it, what to put in it. All I can say is, please, folks, this film gives people the big picture. It ends the confusion. It shatters the left-right paradigm like nothing we've ever made. And it is up to you, the listeners, to get this out to everyone. Steve Watson, thank you so much for all you do.
Okay, thanks a lot, Alex. Cheers.
You bet. Infowars.com to order Fall of the Republic. PrisonPlanet.tv to watch it in super high quality, or call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139. I want to talk about Lou Dobbs some now. Lou Dobbs never plays the race card on his TV show. Lou Dobbs on the television show doesn't point out that his wife is Hispanic or that he's from South Texas. He just lays out the facts that we have 600 million people in Latin America and billions worldwide that want to come here, and that it's bankrupting the states, and that the worst elements of the third world, criminals in many cases that are fleeing justice, move to this country. And the mafia, the Mexican mafia and others, MS-13, are killing police, killing newspaper reporters. They are killing FBI agents, federal marshals. Our military is being fired on by their military. Their military comes across the border, points guns at sheriffs 2 miles over the border that have interdicted cocaine and marijuana. This is all in the South Texas newspapers. It's in the Southern California papers. It's in the Nevada and Arizona and New Mexico papers, but never on national news. Years ago, more than a dozen towns in South Texas, there was a group of reports in 99 in the San Antonio Express News, written by Mr. Garcia, fly the Mexican flag above the courthouses and city halls, and English is not allowed in court. In America. And they want to have the American people at each other's throats, and they bring in highly nationalistic, extremely anti-American immigrants who've been taught by the Mexican government in school textbooks. The average Mexican only gets a fifth grade education, and they teach them in the fifth grade all about the Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty and how America's evil and how it's their job to La Reconquista, the reconquering of the Southwest. And I cover that in my mini film that's an extra on Endgame, Battle for the Republic. And Lou Dobbs has been a man about this. He's gotten massive death threats. I've gotten death threats from these groups. His home was fired into. His wife was almost killed. It's in the New Jersey newspapers. The state police say he was fired on. But the national news finally 3 days later had to report on this and said Lou Dobbs claims he was fired on. Now, if a Mecha or La Raza or ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center group, these race pimp groups that are pimping division, pimping control, pimping people fighting with each other, they engage in race politics. If one of their leaders' home was fired into and they were getting death threats, the FBI would be on it. There'd be screaming, yelling on TV, everything else. But the Mexican mafia and different groups targeting reporters. They've killed reporters all over Texas. They've killed reporters in Dallas. They've truck bombed people in Texas. It's hardly ever even in the news. If it is, it's in the back of the Dallas Morning News. And our country's going to fall to this mafia. The government's going to work with them. The CIA trains Los Zetas. We've covered that with former DEA agent Shelley Castillo here on this radio program. And now Lou Dobbs has been fired on. The bullet came very close to his wife. They're death-threatening him. And the media is celebrating it. Good. Good for him. This is the type of terror they plan to use, the Mexican mafia.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 29, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 10:34:10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $10.62.94, $5.31.47 for the half ounce, or $2.65.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $10.62.94, $5.31.47, or $2.65.74.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I just received news articles that Jason Burmes gave me from the London Telegraph and another newspaper that crystallized and confirmed thousands of data points. It is off the charts. At about 43 after, when I'm done covering Ron Paul running for president in 2012, is that going to happen? I'll give you the inside scoop in a moment. The information I was just given is exactly what I said was going to happen, because we understand how the social engineers are operating. You've heard that children are going to have to go to school year-round. Your children are going to be taken from you very soon and raised in government facilities. I'm going to explain how. It's now begun in England. Not just cameras in new parents' homes watching them with their children without any evidence they've done something wrong. This is far worse. Council bans parents from play areas. Parents are not allowed to be with their children in public places. Ladies and gentlemen, this is worse than the Soviet Union. I mean, I'm telling you, this is hell on earth. Government must be abolished. We've got to remove the entire U.S. and British government and start over. It is total criminal run. They mean business. I wanted to play a few minutes of Lou Dobbs from his radio show a few days ago. The whole thing's up on PrisonPlanet.com. But here he is talking about death threats, being shot at, and how everybody's attacking him, saying that he can't stand up for our sovereignty. And then the media says he claims he was shot at when it's in the local news the state police say he was. See, they're going to use political correctness to victimize those of us that stand up for America. Here it is.
You know, I want to tell you a story. It's 3 weeks ago today. I'm thinking about these lies that I wasn't going to respond to, but Geraldo now has just pushed it over. I got to tell you, the lies of the ethnocentric interest groups like LULAC, La Raza, MALDEF, America's Voice, you know, funded by basically George Soros, all attacking me because, as they put it, or as Geraldo put it, I'm the only thing standing between those open borders and, you know, unconditional amnesty for illegal immigrants. So they want to destroy me, and so they're taking their best shot at it, believe me. But I want to tell you, when you talk about what they've done, they've created an atmosphere, and they've been unrelenting in their propaganda. 3 weeks ago this morning, a shot was fired at my house where I live. My wife was standing out, and that followed weeks and weeks of threatening phone calls. And as I told the State Patrol, by the way, the New Jersey State Patrol is absolutely terrific. They responded instantly. But this shot was fired with my wife not, I don't know, 15 feet away. And we've had threatening phone calls that I decided not to report because I get threatening phone calls. I've now, it's become part of a way of life. The anger, the hate, the vitriol. But it's taken a different tone where they threaten my wife. They've now fired a shot at my house and, while my wife was standing next to the car. It's become something else. And if anybody thinks that we're not engaged in a battle for the soul of this country right now, you're sorely mistaken. And the more you stay on the sidelines, the more you don't make your voice heard, the more likely it is that we're going to lose this battle for the soul of the nation. And what do I mean by that? I mean, are we going to have a nation in which we absolutely insist on the national interest being honored by all, where we have a melting pot in which we assimilate newcomers, in which we honor the fact that this nation is the most welcoming nation on the face of the earth, or do we let people continue to lie about us, to disregard the fact that we have the most racially, ethnically diverse society on the face of the earth? Do we really want to let this continue, where law is simply suspended, where there are no consequences for breaking the law, whether you're an illegal employer or an illegal immigrant? I have said all along that if we can stop the illegal employers, we won't have an illegal immigrant problem in this country. But we've got to start being honest. And instead, the national liberal media has chosen sides, and they've decided that they're going to focus on the liberal view, which is that they will embrace illegal immigration.
We have time towards the end of the show. We're going to play the clip. But this is an attack on the First Amendment. And in Mexico, they kill reporters, they kill their wives, they chop their heads off. Mexico is a kleptocracy, one of the most corrupt nations, in the top three most corrupt nations in the world, after North Korea and one other. And the government loves the criminals that are coming across the border. They roll out the red carpet for them. They don't arrest illegal aliens for things they arrest citizens for. And now they're killing reporters in South Texas and car bombing and killing police, and no one cares. And it's just going to get worse and worse, because the globalists want to break down the sovereignty of this country. It is the fall of the republic. We got to stand behind Lou Dobbs.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at Infowars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
A few weeks ago, Congressman Ron Paul was live on this radio program, and I asked him if he was going to run for president in 2012, and he said, well, it's a little early right now to talk about that. We're fighting the greenhouse gas emissions, global tax. We're fighting this new Bank of the World. We're fighting government takeover of health care. And I made the point that myself and many others challenged him, drafted him, in 2007, 2008 to run for president, and that this giant grassroots organization was formed, and that the idea of liberty and freedom and of auditing the private Federal Reserve and abolishing the Federal Reserve is now growing to the point where the momentum has shifted. They may defeat it this year or even next year, but the public is now identifying the private Federal Reserve banking cartel as the source of our economic problems, the source of the derivatives, and as the globalist who really run our government, and that the left and right, the Republican and Democratic parties, are fully controlled. Look how far we came. And when I challenged Ron Paul to run for president, I made the point that he had the responsibility to run, even if he didn't have a very big chance of winning, because he would inject real issues like dollar devaluation and globalization and NAFTA and GATT and New World Order and federal power grabs, that he would inject that into the Republican debates for hundreds of millions of Americans to watch. And that indeed did end up happening. That indeed did result in a total turnaround in the American people's awareness to the private Federal Reserve. 3 years ago, I would go on other talk radio shows, liberal, conservative, you name it, and the callers would call in saying the Federal Reserve isn't private, the Federal Reserve isn't a problem. Now in Gallup polls, over 75% of Americans know it's private, want to audit it, want to abolish it. It is now common knowledge that we have a shadow government run by offshore banks and that they engineered the crisis in October of last year to force a huge power grab and $50 trillion they've stolen from national governments in the last year since then. $23.7 trillion, according to congressional reports from the U.S. alone. Saying that, I know Ron Paul. I know Rand Paul. I know his mindset. I've been listening and reading to his statements and his ideas for more than 15 years. I've been interviewing him for more than 13 years. And I was able to predict 6 months ago that Rand Paul was going to run for the U.S. Senate. And he was hesitating, and I made the point to him on and off air, and they did listen to it. And I'm very honored that go ahead and announce you're going to run, and that will make the Republican, who isn't one-tenth as good as you are, Rand, that will make the incumbent not run again. And they announced, and he said that he wasn't going to run. And Rand Paul right now in the polls has a very good chance of becoming a U.S. senator. And I knew he was going to run because I understand that the polls realize that it's a victory. If they run for Senate, if they run for president, they will be all over mainstream media. They will be in the debates. And then all these real issues that matter, instead of all these left-right diversions, will be put on the table. The globalists and think tanks have reported that they know the majority now on colleges aren't liberal or mainline conservative. They are now libertarian. They are now anti-globalist. That is because not just Ron Paul, but you, the listeners of this radio show and others, have gone out and educated people and built a huge activist base that is exploding. If Ron Paul announces early, and I have total confidence, I'll just leave it at that, that he's going to run for president in 2012, unless he has any medical problems. And he's in good shape, and he's a man who understands duty and destiny, and it's a win-win. Even if he loses, it's going to be 5-10 times bigger than last time. Frankly, I can't see him losing other than election fraud in the primaries, which we've proven there's a big problem with. And so he's going to run. Now, I wasn't told this by Ron Paul, but I can read the tea leaves as much as the next person, and I've interviewed Ron Paul more than 100 times. I can tell you he is going to run, but you should email him, write him, ask him to run, and ask him to run early. He should announce in January or February or even sooner of next year. I think he should announce now. Point out that he was right. He should brag on himself more and point out everything he talked about a year and a half, 2 years ago in the campaign, the plunging dollar, the world government, the global carbon tax, that it's all come true. We need Ron Paul to run for president in 2012, and we do not need him because he is somebody who finishes his jobs. And he's somebody who's very moral, and his argument will be he needs to full-time be in Congress fighting the bad legislation. He can do that better if he announces for president now or in the next few months. He can start getting more money now. He can start building a larger grassroots strategy. The enemy will try to shoot him down early. That will give people mudslinging fatigue, where they don't listen to the rehashed lies and propaganda in the last year of the campaign. He needs to launch early next year and have 2+ years to really build into the campaign a grassroots organization of true populism and true constitutionalism that dwarfs anything we've seen. So I'm asking Ron Paul, I know you're going to run, Ron. You are the blood of courage. And at 74 years of age, you work every day. You do more than 10 interviews every day. You write books. You write weekly articles and editorials and record legislative alerts. You are the hardest working man in Congress. Close to 30 years ago, you introduced the legislation to audit and abolish the Fed. You now have a 2/3 majority in the House. You are the leader. You are the elder statesman. You are the man for the job. You are founding father material. And I, Alex Jones, and my tens of millions of listeners and visitors of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com hereby draft you for 2012 to be our champion Now, the campaign will heat up a year and a half before. So we are only a year away from the main campaign season. Congressman, announce in the next 6 months. You must announce in the next 6 months. Now, I'm done talking to Congressman Ron Paul now in his campaign. I now want to reach out to Ron Paul supporters and everyone who loves liberty and freedom on the good ship of this republic. You will have a higher platform, a larger platform to speak out, Congressman, if you announce soon. You know that. But to the listeners, COINTELPRO is going to attack and say, oh, look, we gave him $30 million, $25 million, and he lost. But he gained and built a platform. Wars aren't won in a day. They're won by attrition. You have to persevere like George Washington and continue to fight. That is the key to victory. Resistance is victory. We have the truth. He will be front and center as the global carbon tax unfolds, as the global government unfolds, as the plunging in the dollar unfolds, as the police state unfolds. He will be there. And he knows he gets a lot of death threats, I know, and doesn't talk about it, just like Lou Dobbs doesn't a lot, except when his house gets shot at. He knows that he's going to be under massive attack. We need to pray for him. But understand, we need to give money to Ron Paul for president. We need to support him. We need to grassroots hit the ground now with this draft to draft him. And we need to support him 110%, whether he wins or loses, he wins in the arena of ideas. So I just pray that our Heavenly Father move Ron Paul to announce earlier rather than later. I move that I ask God to move people's hearts and minds to do everything they can and to use their intellects to think of inventive ways to support Ron Paul, and that we understand that it is so essential he run for president and he run early, and that everyone get behind him, and that everyone realize that there are paid government trolls and blogs that are going to lie about him. The establishment knows that left attacks bounce off Ron Paul. Fake right-wing attacks bounce off Ron Paul. They're going to attack him from the fake libertarian base. They're going to run strong libertarian candidates up against him. The Libertarian Party at the top is definitely compromised. I will state that here on the record. The evidence is overwhelming. And that we need to not respond to the attacks and only intensify our support for him. Because the establishment wants you to stop and defend Ron Paul instead of waking up new people to supporting Ron Paul. And we should run more people for the House and Senate on the Ron Paul bandwagon. This is history. We can save our faltering and stumbling republic from falling if you commit 110% to support Ron Paul for president 2012. The ball is in your court. The world government is coming in against humanity right now. The tyranny is unfolding. Everything Ron Paul and myself and many others talked about has now been admitted in spades. There's no more denial, no more time to screw around, no more time to ninny. The world government's real. Ron Paul is our elder statesman. He is our leader. He is our chief. He is our commander. He has proven it. He has shown the fruits of his labor as being 100% pure and good. We must pray for him. We must monetarily support him. But more importantly, we must hit the streets and get the word out for Ron Paul now for President 2012. The campaign's already on. Start supporting him now. Ron Paul, 2012. It's going to happen. Visualize it. We're going to save the republic. That said, coming up, the most devastating information I've gotten in months. Every few months, news comes out confirming our worst fears. We already know the New World Order architecture, but we are studying their timeline. Where are they on their timeline? What trick are they going to pull next in their architecture of destroying the family, bringing in the tyranny and the soft kill system? We have gotten intel that is mainstream media that is devastating and shakes me to my core. The enemy is moving faster than I thought. That is coming up in the final segment of this hour before our guest is in studio with us, and we'll take calls when she's on with us as well. Parents are to be banned from being with their children. You will be government licensed to be able to have children. This is the one-child policy. This is starting in England. And it, when I saw this and read the articles during the last few breaks, it shook me. Hell is being released. These people are worse than I thought running things. You know, you want to think the more extreme of them, say abolish the family, raise the kids in dormitories, but then you realize it's already happening. Everything this book, Ecoscience, talks about as government policy is what they're implementing and more. I want to talk to Ted Anderson, though. He's been one of the biggest financial supporters of Ron Paul. He spent over $300,000 just on the Ron Paul Air Force with banners flying all over the country. People then found out about Liberty and Freedom. They then found this show. Ron Paul said that half of his support in the first 6 months of his campaign came from this show. We were the embryonic support system for the Ron Paul presidential zygote to grow into a healthy fetus. Now it's a young man up on its hind legs and filled with strength. We're going to put all our blood and courage and energy into Ron Paul. And through him, we win either way as a vehicle to enlighten and awaken. But Ted, I know you just heard my little speech about drafting Ron Paul. I know Ron Paul. I know his heart. I know his mind. If he is healthy, he will run for president. But do you agree with me he needs to launch in the next 6 months to get the jump on everybody else?
Oh, I agree with you completely, Alex. Ron Paul has really made a statement that just stands way out beyond any other politician out there, and everything he said has come true. And there is no question in my mind, or I think anybody in the entire nation's mind, that Ron Paul is on the right track to really take care of the problems of this country. And finally, people are waking up. Last time he ran, the media made fun and jokes about what he was all about, and then he loses the election, but next thing you know, Fox News has him up saying, oh, you said this, and this is what happened. Oh, you said that would happen, and it did. Why didn't we listen to you then? Rather than making jokes about him and his ideas and philosophies, now I'm sure a lot of these people will get behind him, and it should be a pretty easy race for him.
Absolutely, Ted. I got you on to talk about gold. It hit a ceiling of 145 to 1,045 to 1,055 for about a month, close to a month. Then the banks tried to hammer it down. It's exploded like a beach ball underwater again. You still have the gold and silver at the $1,000 level when the markets were at 1,000, when silver was at 12 and change, now up at 17. I wanted to just give people an opportunity again to get out of some of the stocks and bonds and cruddy paper and derivatives, and to get into some gold and silver at a great introductory price that is just so good, there's not even words to describe how good the deal is.
Well, that's the thing, Alex. I mean, remember the British sovereign and the franc went up a little bit during that time period. I still have the tens down at that lower price. But, you know, the thing is I was able to back down on some of my prices. I was able to buy in here in the 1,020 range, and gold has shot up over $40 today. And so, I feel like a genius, but I really am not. I just buy when the market dips. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that Washington hasn't solved their problems yet. I mean, they're just creating more, and they're going to drive this country right into the toilet, along with the central banks of the world and this whole world government thing. I mean, it should make anybody nervous. Yeah, right now you should be buying gold and silver, and you should get as far away from fiat currency as you can. This is the end of the run. Fiat currency comes through the process of debt. We have gone so far into debt that we can no longer even afford to service the interest on the debt.
And the bankers do this to take over society, and now the very same bankers that engineered this, the very same people are posing as our saviors to totally take over the free market. They're hijacking every major industry. This is going to give the private Fed unlimited power. England already has this, grabbing people's property, private corporations. This is hellish, Ted. People need to at least protect themselves in silver and gold. Give them today's coin offers.
Yeah, today's offer is going to be the franc at 236, which was 238 before. British sovereigns are at 291, which were at 293 before.
So it's even lower than when the market was at 1,000. You're going... Oh, okay. Wow.
I came back on that price. Lakota Nation coins, I still have at 2230. But remember those Walkers I kept talking about buying? They're gone now. Everything, I've sold out 100% of that inventory. As a matter of fact, I'm a little short, and I'm trying to find them.
I bought a bag of them from you.
Yeah, that's how tight that market got. And I just need to tell you right now, Alex, at this particular time, I mean, gold took a little bit of a dip here. We had about 3 or 4 days to buy it cheap, and all of a sudden here it goes racing back upwards again. People almost get lulled into sleep. They think, yay, the economy is going to be great again. And next thing you know, whack. Gold goes.
Well, that's the media lying. And I was watching CNN this morning, and they go, in the new system, you don't have a job, but the economy's better because the banks are doing good. See, only the banks. As long as they do good, everything's fine, according to the controlled corporate media. So those are some great deals on silver and gold. Folks should give your brokers a call at 800-686-2237. 800-686, there it is on the screen, 800-686-2237, or the bouncing ball, like on TV when you were a kid. 800-686-2237. Remember those old cartoons?
Yeah, that Hartman? Was something, wasn't it?
800, that was something. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there till midnight. And, Ted, how long can you hold this deal?
Well, we're holding it today. We'll watch it, see what happens with gold here.
800-686-2237. Ted, you going to support Ron Paul for president 2012?
I've been supporting him after he lost his election. I'm his main sponsor for all of his events.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
I have some horrific news for viewers and listeners of this transmission. England is the model of world government. The think tanks, the social services, the family services were started in England over 120 years ago as eugenics or race hygiene courts. Nazi Germany, through Kaiser Wilhelm before him, adopted it by the 20s. The United States, over 30 states, had sterilization laws. The family courts are to take over society, have year-round school, take children for no reason, raise them in government dormitories. The communist Chinese model is the next most advanced in this stage of control after England and the United States. Everything happening in England is now being proposed. Here are a stack of news articles I want to show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I'll read out the headline for radio listeners so they can go and check out the headlines for themselves. Council bans parents from play areas. City Council. Britain to put CCTV cameras inside private homes of parents. Sin bins for worst families. Public to monitor CCTV from home. Your neighbors are to watch you. Now, if you want in England, this is under their federal funding and under UN rules, to be able to be on the streets with your children or take them to public parks, you have to go get registered as a government ranger with a radio and cell phone to be able to be with your children. You need a license to be with your children. Parents that don't get the license at public parks will not be allowed to. We had the BBC news report we played a few months ago about this, where they were saying how great it was. And then in studio, I had Sarah McBride of the Wall Street Journal on. She went to England, clean cut, nice lady, to go do a report on travel. She also does travel reports for the Wall Street Journal. And while she was out, people walked up to her and said, you can't take photos of the Thames River. There were no children there because you may be a pedophile taking photos of children. These were citizen rangers. Everyone is a prisoner in England. The police have come up to me when I'm walking down the street and said, who are you? Give us your data. We're putting you in a terror database. It's happened to Steve Watson. He lives in London. Now, they've announced they're going to do this, and first 2,000 families, then 4,000, 20,000, now they're announcing 50,000. Under law, new parents, no criminal record, no nothing. They are told that will have their children taken if cameras aren't put in all parts of the home to be watched by other citizen volunteers to make sure they're not yelling at their children, that they're going into bed at time. No discipline of any type is allowed. Then the child will be a hellion. They can then be drugged and then taken. I announced earlier out of the Times of London, no more warrants. Private corporations to take your home, your business, everything. Even the police are freaking out. The same laws are trying to pass here. Obama has announced year-round school for kids he wants. You'll need to stay there till 7 at night. Parents will be inspected. The Houston police chief wants cameras in all the citizens' homes. That was announced 2 years ago. And yes, it's outrageous. They're just throwing it in your face. Council bans parents from play areas. London Telegraph today. Parents have been banned from supervising their children in public playgrounds because they have not undergone criminal record checks. You understand? You're guilty until proven innocent. You can't come outside without a government authorization. Only council-vetted play rangers are now allowed to monitor youngsters in two parks in Watford, while parents must watch from outside the perimeter fence. This is the system. You are criminals. You are evil. You are bad. This is the licensing to have children that they pushed in the media and the culture for years. This is the one-child policy. It's actually happening. And this is how they're building their Stasi police force that'll then be used in other areas as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.